bittersweet. We talk so easily of suicide, two of us growing older, soon to grow infirm, sipping our sake and talking of eventualities, cancer, Alzheimer's, heart disease, as though we were discussing the weather or a recent book we'd read. She is still beautiful and looks like she could live forever, although we both know that by now, every day is precious. I told her I'd never prepared to live this long at all, seeing myself living hard and fast, dying young, a pathetic reenactment of that old romantic dream. At least we've learned to laugh at the fools we've been along the way to geezerdom. She who knows my grief can understand when gallows humor shows its darkest hand. And she mentioned the old Cante Hondo, our soul's deepest song, the singing, singing to keep the bitterness from the sorrow. Not going to Hanoi. Stuck in Narita Airport, I have hours to reflect on the poet in Vietnam who defends the sadness of his village, for whom pain returns like a knife in poem after poem. The white-gloved bureaucrat at Narita is coldly polite. You not go without visa. Sorry, rules. You must have visa. There is no light in his eyes. When Garcia Lorca returned to Spain, he did so, he said, to defend his smile. Tew's smile, reflecting great sadness and beauty, is a smile worth defending. I take my passport back from white-gloved hands and say nothing. What could be said to the immutable bureaucrat who smiles like a frog that swallowed a fly? I will not be going to Hanoi. I will not see the smile I long to see, the deep, soft light of eyes that have seen so little joy and yet possess it in abundance. I hear the noise of busy streets, smell the smoky scent of frying meats in stalls along the way. But I will not have to endure the stifling humid heat. I have hours to wait before a flight back to the States. I awaken from a dream to find myself in a plastic airport seat, aching back, dead feet, longing for a city I've barely seen. Weary, feeling old as dust, I board the plane I must and greet the dawn at 40,000 feet, reading from Nguyen Quang Thieu of the dawn that breathes with two red lungs, one west, one east. I've been to Vietnam several times. One of the reasons I keep going back is to interview first, second, and third generation victims of Agent Orange. The unspeakable war crimes that this nation has committed against the populations of the world. Their entire watershed is poisoned. The human gene pool is poisoned. Children born with unspeakable, horrifying birth defects. 3, 4, 5-year-old children coming down with 3 or 4 kinds of cancer. We simply turned our back on what we had done and walked away, as we did in Fallujah, where we also used uranium-depleted weaponry. Sometimes I think that I was manufactured to live in the history of the brutality of this country. because you can't escape it unless you force yourself to close your eyes. True peace. Half broken on that smoky night, hunched over sake in a serviceman's dive somewhere in Naha, Okinawa, nearly 50 years ago, I read of the Saigon Buddhist monks who stopped the traffic on a downtown thoroughfare so their master, Thich Quang Duc, could take up the lotus blossom in the middle of the street. And they baptized him there with gas and kerosene, and he struck a match and burst into flame. That was June 1963, and I was 20, a U.S. Marine. The master did not move, did not squirm. He did not scream in pain as his body was consumed. Neither child nor yet a man, I wondered to my Okinawan friend, what can it possibly mean to make such a sacrifice, to give one's life with such horror, but with dignity and conviction? How can any man endure such pain and never cry and never blink? And my friend said simply, Thich Quang Duc has achieved true peace. And I knew that night true peace for me would never come. Not for me, Nirvana. This suffering world is mine, mine to suffer in its grief. Half a century later, I think, a Bodhat Thich Quang Duc, revered as a Bodhisattva now, his lifetime building temples, teaching peace, and of his death and the statement that it made. Like Shelley's, his heart refused to burn, even when they burned his ashes once again in the crematorium. His generous heart turned magically to stone. What is true peace? I cannot know. 100 wars have come and gone as I've grown old. I wear their burdens in my bones. Mine's the heart that burns today. Mine the thirst, the hunger, and the soul. Old master, old teacher, what is it that I've learned?